Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Julia. I didn't even recognize you.
How are you? Good.
Good. So have you made fun of your dad yet?
Oh, all the time.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good girl. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Carla. Thank you.
I love you.
Love you.
Okay.
What are you doing here?
I need your credit card.
Who has the wallet?
ATM. I need your wallet.
Hold on.
Oh, ATM. Oh, how are you graded?
You turn the baby in, and I guess you the Bluetooth
he had,
enabled
he had
baby.
A log. I went in to get the baby from his room, and I peeked over the log that he had written. Like, you have to write like when it cries and what you did and like how you felt. And his first emotion that he put was scared.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank heaven for little girls that grow up in the most...
What is it, amazing way?
Most delightful, I think.
Most delightful way. Thank heaven for
We have...
Where's that from?
That is from Gigi, and Mike is besting out his most current impression, Maurice Chevalier.
Okay, cool.
There's probably nothing that Rob and I enjoy more than when our kids come in and visit on the show, and... It's the circle of life. I have to be honest with you. When you remember little bitty babies and then they turn into grownups, and having seen these people through all of their little phases, you know, in little bits and pieces. For me, I don't see these people grow up except in chunks. I'll see them, and then I will go 4 years and I won't see them. And we've gone through an awful lot with this young lady. This is really a sweetheart who I have watched grow up.
I remember you visiting us in the hospital she was born. I remember this.
All the way from Virginia Commonwealth University via Elysburg, Virginia. Julia Spiewak is here visiting her daddy and the show. And Julia, it's great to have you here. And as soon as I came in, Rob made the announcement about what's going on with VCU.
Yeah, VCU, that broke yesterday at about 4 o'clock,
I think. Like 4 or 5.
And then also this morning, Mike, Wade called early this morning. Wade Byard from LCPS, Loudoun County Public Schools, and they are closed the rest of this week and all of next week. Everybody's sleeping in at the Spiewak house.
Wow. And let me just say that when we got that news, Julia was just... crestfallen,
heartbroken
that VCU is going to be canceled.
Well,
really had trouble hiding that disappointment, Julia.
Her initial reaction was, "Dad, I didn't bring home enough clothes."
My God! Okay, I got to get right into this, and then we're going to talk to Julia about college, and we're going to talk to Oscar about. Shannon and his
date. We have a new gadget alert in the studio.
Yeah, new gadget alert.
But let me get this out of the way.
Please.
Because this was my day yesterday, and we get done doing the show. Everything's fine. It probably didn't kick in for everybody in America into full-blown, this is an S-storm mode until last night with the news coverage and with the president going on television and finally... acknowledging what this is all about. But we are all scared, and we've been following the news, and it's been very, very scary. So yesterday, I am at Target because I am going in to get some supplies at the local Target here.
Toilet paper?
And I was going in to get an ankle thing.
An ankle strap for my bum ankle.
Not a tracking bracelet?
Wow.
5 days in a row of golf and then playing baseball with my kid.
Right.
I got a little ankle tweak, and it's better now. Thank God. So I'm in the Target, and I'm also planning yesterday to get out back on the Cocoonville Invitational Fabulous Golf Course. So I'm a little excited because that's what I do down here. And it's been a couple of days. And I get the call, and Carla is wound super tight and says to me, you need to go to the school. I'm going to the school. Where are you? I said, what's going on? Michael has a 103 degree temperature.
Oh, and, no.
And that was the two times where the blood has actually gone out of my face.
Yes.
One is when that happened yesterday, and the other is when I went in for a scan in the hospital, and the doctors came back and said, yeah, you have borderline congestive heart failure and an enlarged heart, two diagnoses that ended up being untrue. Both times I had the same feeling. So immediately, Carl and I do what we do at the very beginning of a crisis situation. We attack each other.
Right? Yeah.
I kind of go, all right, now calm down. Don't tell me to calm down. And while you're being, I said, listen, I'm closer than you are. I'm going to go to the school and pick him up and find out what the protocol is. And I said, he's got a doctor's appointment at 12 noon. Yeah, this is 11:30. He's got a doctor's appointment at 12 noon. You've got to take him. I'm so scared. I said, don't be scared. And apparently I was, I go into kind of a gruff mode where I'm freaked out, which is just like
Gruff's the crime dog.
Gruff the crime dog.
Yes.
So I'm freaked out. I would be too. And completely freaked out. As you were freaked out a short time ago when Julia was sick.
Yeah,
right.
Just a week ago. Yeah,
when all of Julia's friends ran away from her. You know, down there. Don't get in my car.
I can't give you a ride. You're kind of on your own, kiddo.
The auto equivalent of, I'm not unlocking the door. So, that's what people do. Aren't they wonderful?
Yes.
We're human beings. We're flawed creatures. So I make my way over to the school, and as I go in, and the elaborate security you have to do to go into a public school.
It's like a video camera at the door, right?
Yeah.
And,
you saw Uncut Gems. That's the type of security they have.
It's very good.
It's very, very close, to be honest with you. And so the nurse, who's wonderful, I forgot what her first name is, but Michael likes her.
Jackie?
She's, Carla likes her. She's suiting. It's not Nurse Jackie.
Okay, just checking.
And he walks around the corner, and I'm freaked. And I said to two people, what is the protocol? And the nurse looks at me and says, well, he's got the fever, and take him home. If he doesn't have the fever within 24 hours without medication, he can come back to school. And I'm just like sitting.
That's the protocol from 1950.
I'm sitting. Well, no, I'm sitting there looking at her, and I'm saying, I didn't want to get into it. He's got a doctor's appointment.
Okay, all right.
I'm on autopilot at this point in time. I'm not going to question what they're all about.
School nurse.
But it was the moment, freaked out moment. So, I get him into the car and ask him how he's feeling, ask him how he's doing. And he says, I have a headache. I've had a headache for a couple of days. And
how was he that morning? Because that 103 fever had to have come up real quick.
He had a sore spot in his neck that he complained about yesterday and today.
Okay.
Not have a fever yesterday morning. And gets in the car, and we make our way over to the brand new, shiny health park that they have here, which is really spectacular. I guess Carla wasn't hearing it from me when I'm going, look at this facility. This is really, I said, this is real. No, but I mean, wow. I mean, they've got like an emergency area over here. Is that like a real outpatient hospital?
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care. It's just like, all right. And we get to the door, and this is when Michael starts to get freaked out, because there are two or three uniformed officers at the door of this health park. And they have paperwork, and they're guys with badges and guns. And it's a little bit freaky. And they say, have you been out of the country? And I said, no. And has anybody been out of? No, blah, blah, blah. Have you been? They give you all these questions. You say no. And then when Michael starts crying, they put the surgical mask on him. And that's when he freaks out a little, because he watches the news, because daddy is a news junkie.
Yeah.
And he can't help but get
You can't escape it. Right. It's the whole country right now.
And then it's up to the doctor's office, where they see him very quickly, and he gets swabbed. And he hates that. Doesn't like the little swab. I don't think kids like having that little Q-tip put in their nose and in their throat.
No, it's horrible.
And they don't like that at all. It's not fun. And he's kind of freaky about this. And I feel horrible. And Carl and I are freaked out. as well. And, you know, the nurses who prep you for that type of thing, they're not the answer people. You always know that. They're not, you know, their job is to stand in front of a computer and put in data. That's what they do.
And if you have any chance of the nurse being at least cordial, that's out the window because of the national hysteria. So they're probably at their wit's end anyway.
No, they were fine. They were fine. They were, there was no problem with them. And he's been in this office for a while. He's got a new doctor who comes in. And in short order, you know, we let the doctor do his thing. And then I said, it's not corona. Like, he said, it's not coronavirus. Well, what basis? He said, if it was coronavirus, the symptoms with the fever is usually almost instantaneously the cough.
Okay.
Now, I know, by the way, if you're somebody out there in Nudgeland who's gonna hear this and send me an email, if you do that, I'm going to break your arm. I will break your arm if you send me something. Well, that, it really could be like that. The bottom line is that's what they said. That symptomatically, that the symptoms are respiratory almost at the same time that the fever is there. This is not that, and he does not have a sore throat, and he does not have chest congestion. And so they swab him for flu, and that comes back negative, but he does have a virus.
Okay.
And he is, this morning, as of before the show, he is doing fine.
Good.
And without medicine, his fever has gone down.
Oh,
and
he's
not lethargic.
Yeah.
And so,
How are you feeling?
Kids get, I feel fine.
Okay.
And Carla feels fine. And these kids get this is as terrifying a time as I can remember in our society to deal with something that would be like, kind of automatic.
We truly have prepped for this on the show and we have an outlet to talk about it at length.
Right.
For weeks now. And there's a couple things. If you're a kid, you're never going to be able to process this the way that adults would process this.
Right. You're scared. 100%.
You're scared to go to the doctors regardless because it's the doctors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let alone this. I would say the environment of a pandemic in the middle of going to the doctors and not just being able to walk into a emergency services building like you would in the past.
And I was talking to Julia.
Oh, by the way, can I also say for the people that sent me links to Joe Rogan, with the most utmost respect, okay, with the most respect for the man, and he does millions of dollars in revenue and has a infinitely more successful podcast than I have. I ain't getting my health info from pot smoking Joe Rogan. Okay. With all due respect, I know Joe Rogan's got a, he's so balanced and he so doesn't take great. I'm happy for the WWE, or the wrestling federation, whatever he does in the, and Fear Factor eating bugs, mad respect for the guy, much more successful than I am. Don't want my health info from Joe Rogan, no matter who the doctor is that comes on his show. Rob, book a doctor. Get an infectious disease guy in. For the love of Christ.
I got the guy.
I understand.
Not my dad.
Okay?
I got a different guy.
Look,
okay, good.
I mean, I realize, but Joe Rogan has also spouted a lot of other theories. I want to make sure. But I think we all know now that this is serious. And the Joe Rogan info that I got from the infectious disease doctor was how significant this can be.
Right.
They really don't know 100% just how widespread it's going to be. But I think we can all agree it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
We're in the containment stage.
Containment, but also treating people with it. And look, you're going to have the NBA is the tip of the iceberg. We're going to have all the details on what's going on around the world with that. Suffice to say, when I was walking in, I was in a state of heightened agitation
last
night. And to get that, you know, everybody wants to, we're Americans. We want it figured out. We want it buttoned up. We want it over. Ain't going to happen that way.
It's going to
be an ongoing story. We're going to figure out where it goes. We're going to change the way we live. Obvious already.
Yeah.
And as I said, I appreciate everybody trying to get it here. Joe's got it. The second one of those I got was a little, you know, wigged me out just a little bit. This is not like sending me a link to a TV show.
What are the odds, speaking of entertainment, that Tom Hanks would be involved somehow right away?
I'll have the details on that coming up in news you may not need. I mean, that broke right around the same time the president was
as
coming
As soon as the president
there.
Was done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was right around the same time.
I have a question for you because I was talking to Julia on the way in and I'm old. I'm getting older, but I'm not an old guy. You're a little older than me. You're not an old guy. But do you remember ever in the course of our lives, things shutting down based on just the possibility of things? I mean, I know
never
snow,
in my lifetime.
Snow can do it.
I don't remember no crowds in a stadium.
This is well, look, for the Pony Boys of the world, self-isolation's been commonplace, right?
Yeah.
So it's easy. It's a breeze.
He will be the sole survivor.
The hardest thing for Matt.
He will be the lone survivor, Oscar.
Matt has had to find really small surgical masks for his figurines. That's all. But he found them. He found them at Walmart, which is great.
I'm realizing because I'm so out of it, and he's on spring break next week.
Right.
I go and book two tickets to go back to spring training, and like within an hour of buying them, I'm like, oh, I'm probably going to have to eat those.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm not going there. I'm not going to go, have him. And we're going to wait and see because, I mean, this is moving so rapidly.
What about your tickets for Lake Geneva?
Here's the weird thing. Having contact with the healthcare system during all this, I felt strangely relieved that they had security officers in place. There was a protocol.
I love the fact that they gave you the negative diagnosis so fast. I mean, because I would think it is.
Rob and I agree with that. Maybe too fast. It just the guy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, it just he had a demeanor. He's a new pediatrician for my son. But what the diagnosis I like best was the fact that Michael woke up this morning after many hours without being treated with Motrin,
right,
and did not have a fever. And that's where we are right now. And he is on spring break next week. Thank God.
Good.
And I think I'm going to put him in a tent in the middle of the living room and feed him Cheetos. And that's just
going to
be about it.
He thinks he's going to have an extended spring break. I think this is going to start spreading.
You think it's
going to
happen?
It'll
be spring break forever. That's right.
Spring break.
You listen to Beyonce. Spring break.
And I thought about you guys this morning. I'm sitting there and I'm saying to myself, okay, this is me down here.
Yes.
I'm in an empty house doing this show. I'm going to be in an empty office doing it. Outside of having to go to the grocery store, where you can also get food delivered, to be in that, what do they call that 6-foot range that you're supposed to?
Is it proximity?
Self-isolation.
Self-isolation or something like that. Or is that, there's a proximity thing that they're talking
about.
It's
called the Matt Bloom principle.
That's more like six blocks.
Pony, we might be invoking your name like on a regular basis.
Look how happy you are. We can't even make fun of you anymore.
But I thought about you guys in the city, especially with Oscar running around and being next to people just in your daily lives to live the way you live. These are unprecedented times. I never remember. And it's not comforting. Go ahead.
I don't want to be clear here that this is what we were talking about last week. That this is going to become this normal way of life.
But I don't think we saw it happening in 7 days from when we were posing possibility.
Well, think about this. The mayor of Seattle's on television yesterday.
Yes.
And they're shutting down the entire city of Seattle.
Even the Space Needle?
just seriously.
I know.
And he said, look, we're probably 3 weeks ahead of every other city in America. That's fast.
Yeah.
But that's how you stop something from spreading.
Right.
Well, when you talk about Wuhan and the bolts on the door from that young lady where Rob played the audio TikTok the other video. Day, excuse me, but they also have cases declining now.
Yes.
Right. Which is the way you do it. I don't think we're going to have, look, I'm somebody who loves to talk about Americans and our soft lives and what we do. I truly believe that the way this information is being disseminated right now, that Americans will toe the line on this one. I will do whatever they say to keep everybody in my world
safe. And
we've
got the Domino's delivery app, Mike.
That's right. Postmates.
How about those poor delivery boys?
This is the best place to live in America for delivery. Mm-hmm. Anything you want.
Right.
Uber Eats. Anything you want.
Here it is. The thing that annoyed me about the speculation about numbers, 96 million, 100 million affected, this 400,000 deaths, something along those lines. That's fine. And you don't know whether that's going to be accurate, whether it's going to be vastly underrated, vastly over. You don't know. Nobody knows right now. I think that kind of speculation is much more panic inducing than just telling Americans what they gotta do.
Well, there's
what
that,
do you
but
have
also,
to do? And I think shutting down leagues is
oh,
fine.
Oh, that's fine.
No fans, fine. Yeah. I think all of that is fine. Public theaters, fine.
We'll I'm okay with too. The statistics, though, and I'll tell you why. Because there are people that unless they see hard numbers, they're not going to be motivated to toe the line. And they need to know that there is the possibility of this going. Now, there is a certain amount of
upwards
panic.
Of 500,000 deaths is terrifying to me.
It is terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying.
And that's enough to make anybody wash their hands 10 times a day.
And
that's
I don't
good.
Know how many of you have done a deep dive on reading about the virus and what it really does. It, you know, yes, are we focusing on the elderly? Yes, we are.
Mm.
And people with respiratory issues to start with, yes, and underlying health issues, yes. But when you read about what this virus does, it you know, that's scary too. This
yeah,
is
you still get
this
you
is
still get
so
sick.
Virulent.
Yeah.
You know, you can get very, very sick. And I don't know. Yesterday,
but anyway, 80% of the population that get this that are under 70, they might have mild symptoms and not know.
That's
yeah,
true.
I think under 70 without the health issues that the average person like in a nursing home would have with that. And they're telling people now don't go to nursing homes unless it's for
a
medical reason. And this is a time also that I think about our medical professionals, our doctors, our nurses and everybody else that are on the front lines of this because it's got to be terrifying for their families as well to be dealing with this. But having firsthand experience with it yesterday and interestingly during the season down here. Yes. Usually medical facilities are jammed.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a ghost town, but it certainly wasn't as busy as it normally gets. And we'll see. We'll see what happens with all of that. And I'll keep, you know, obviously schools are going to be postponed in Leesburg, where Rob lives, and maybe
Loudoun
here
County. Yeah, I bet it happens within the week.
Getting back to your day-to-day life, Oscar, do you, you know, what are you, any changes in the way the city is, I would imagine not at this stage of the game, right?
It's fascinating because I saw my neighbors for the very first time yesterday because they work for like large software conglomerates or large insurance companies, and they're working from home. So to see them, the only like a really big difference outside of the countermeasures we're taking here at the business and contingency plans of people having to work from home is that like you see people at home for once.
Yeah. And I will say this.
I literally saw three neighbors on my block yesterday when I got home at 10 p.m. And they're all just like walking their dogs, living their life where I'm like, this is so strange. It felt like Mayberry.
Yeah.
They're like waving.
Did you give them all a handshake and a hug?
No, I waved back. They said working from home. I'm like, nice to see you.
And
it was so strange.
It remains fairly busy here at Podcast Village, but overall, the city is less crowded. The traffic in the morning is like maybe half.
Well,
it is
a
crazy.
Good. Yeah.
There's
a good
upside.
Thing.
Well, no, but I'm saying, but I'm not trying to say that it's good or bad. I'm just saying that
this is
it
funny
is,
though. That
it's noticeable. I mean, it's very, very noticeable.
But the school buses are out.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the first day of the no school, and then everyone telecommuting and all that. Yeah. So, I mean, it's you're definitely.
Julian, before you left VCU, was there any kind of protocol on campus, or were people talking about it, or did people just college kids go about their?
Did you grab your whoopee?
There was like no talk about it at all. Since I was sick, I didn't really even pack anything to go home like for a regular break. So now everyone's like kind of freaking out about what they need to do and like go back. And I know
going back to the quarantine zone.
I know they've kept the dorms open. They kept them open over spring break just because they usually do that. But also we have a lot of international students from
Europe.
Like China and stuff.
Oh, China.
Yeah, it's a big
school. Did you say China?
Yeah, like China.
China!
They kept all the dorms open so like people could stay there, but I think they usually do that. I don't really know. I don't really pay attention.
I think they keep the suites open. I think they might close the older, like Johnson and Rhodes.
Yeah.
I think they close them up, so we'll see. But Julia, we'll have to go back because I think the theory is that you're going to be an online student now, right?
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. Like for my reading film class or like my English class, like that'll be fine. But I don't know how it's going to work for art because I don't have access. I need to build like things. I need to build at a wood shop, and I don't have a wood shop. shop here or online.
Hold on, you changed your major to wood shop?
Yeah, I'm a wood shop major.
She's a carpenter. No, the first year for graphic design, they do everything. So yeah. That's part of it. Yeah,
you're making a soapbox derby car? Is that what you're doing?
We're racing the Pinewood Derby.
Pinewood Derby, that's what it is.
I think it's just online now.
I couldn't do it in American University. I failed the competency exam.
That's okay.
I know. I
think about the people. We all know somebody that wants to work, has been dying to work from home. And then now they get to work from home, right?
Right.
And if this is for you, sir or ma'am, or that's been saying, working from home rules.
Yeah, you're talking to them.
You have to self-motivate at home. Don't think that they're not going to measure you.
That's right.
While you're doing your work, it's going to be easier. And look, you'll have a coronavirus cover for some time, but they'll know who's doing their work. And
if you're, Oscar Santana could be dying in a bed, somebody's going, "Oh my God, gotta get more motivated."
On the other side,
meanwhile, he's FaceTiming with Pony, saying, "Hold up the thermometer. I want to see the thermometer."
Because he could have done it wrong. We know him. Listen. For those small fish out there, maybe you're a junior executive trying to get in the ranks.
Right.
If you can knock it out while you're at home, I'm saying like get all this work done and be as efficient as possible, you could set yourself up for life.
Sure.
You could work from anywhere in the world as long as, because this would be the benchmark to see if you're competent from the road, teleworking from home.
You can work anywhere in the world except Europe because you can't go
there.
Very
true.
Exactly.
Very true. You
certainly can't come back from there.
Mike, no.
Unless
there's special contingencies.
I had a colleague call me and said, "Man, this telework thing's going to kill me." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Yeah, I've been working from home for 2 days a week, like kind of off the books. So now they're going to start accounting for that."
Oh.
So I said, "Okay, what does that mean?" He goes, "Well, now it's going to be a bigger deal that I've been doing that anyways."
Oh, he's under the microscope now. Yeah.
So I said, "Are you getting all your work done?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, then that's not a problem."
Well, then he's just got systems in place where he's going to be ahead of the curve.
Yeah, that's it. And I was like, "You're good."
Right. When you asked him if he was getting his work done, did he say, "Yeah," or did he say, "Yeah"?
Well, I felt like if you're worried about it, you're not getting your work done.
Exactly.
And I don't think he's going to tell me he's not.
By the way, if you didn't see the president speak last night, I will sum it up for you. It's the Europeans' fault. It's the stinky Europeans' fault.
Well, no, but you have to say that, and then you have to look like you're surprising yourself, and then sniff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sniffing last night.
We've done a tremendous job. Everything's going to be just fine.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Where do these guys get precious black opals? That's what that is.
The black opal.
I do my research. These guys live near the Whalo mines, which primarily is red opals, which aren't worth. Okay. But these you can't get your hands on these things. You understand?
Really?
And I've managed to track these guys down. I buy one from them.
Holy.
That's the stone. Look at this. Hang on for a second. Go through my look. Be careful. That's my best look.
See this,
all right? I want you to look. That's history right there. You understand?
How many carats is this?
What, 4,000 or 5,000 carats? $3,000 a carat? I'm not.
Why's it got so many colors in it, man? What is this?
That's the thing. They say you can see the whole universe in opals. That's how f***ing old they are.
Holy shit.
I've been telling you. That's why I want you to see it.
Yo, that's crazy, man. Yeah.
That's $1 million opal you're holding.
Dinosaur gym.
The dinosaurs, that's right. The dinosaurs. Told you not to leave. You heard me. I said tell him not to leave. You want to win by 1 point or fucking 30 points, KG? Right? I see you out there when the fucking stadium's all booing you. You're 30 up. You're still going full tilt. Let's see what Vegas. What has Vegas got you guys at tonight? Take a look. Let's see.
Are you serious? You going to put this up right here?
Look at this shit. The Sixers are supposed to win the game tonight, they think.
I don't keep track of none of that.
They think on game 7, you're not going to get 18 points. They don't think you're going to get 8 rebounds?
These guys don't know shit about
me. What the fuck are they doing? Doesn't that make you want to fucking kill them? Doesn't that make you want to say fuck you for doubting me? Doesn't that make you want to step on fucking Elton Brand's fucking neck? Come on, KG, this is no different than that. This is me, all right? I'm not a fucking athlete. This is my fucking way. This is how I win.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You knocked that out last night?
Did you
watch that?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Huh? I watch clips online. I didn't have a chance to watch the whole movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got to sit down and watch
it. I will watch it, yeah. With the language, live. I look forward to watching it with my daughter.
I've already seen it.
Oh, she's already seen it. We are live from the we're talking about Uncut Gems.
Yes.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, wash your hands.
Yes!
That's all we have to say right now. From Marlton, New Jersey to Norman, Oklahoma, Washtuckna, Washington, Eva Beach, Hawaii, San Juan, Puerto Rico, San Pedro, Belize, the Mike O'Mara Show is all over the world and here for you right now. Our show today brought to you by Lightstream. How much money are you paying in interest on your credit cards every month? Probably too much. Then why not consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money? It's easy with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Rates are as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. So much lower than the national average interest rate. Are you ready for this? Of over 20% APR on credit card. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Here's a testimonial. Quote, I have been trying to consolidate my debt for a few months now, but felt like I reached a dead end. I was listening to my podcast one morning and heard their ad. It sounded too good to be true. Ultimately, it was true. It was so easy, quick, and convenient. I wish I would have found out about Lightstream sooner. I 100% recommend it to everyone, and now more than ever.
Yes.
Rates are great.
Sure.
Please do it. Just for our listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate, a discount, and you'll save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information.
The congestion. The congestion.
Yeah, so that's it. We got it all out of our system to a certain extent, but there's no way you do what we do for a living and don't have this top of mind thinking about all the time.
I think our content's going to get better.
Yeah, in what way?
Like as far as like in our daily interactions with people. More people will be able to come on the program because they're going to have the time. You know what I mean? I'm just cooling my heels at home. Call anytime.
Anytime.
Well, you know what? If you can, either one of you, you know, grab a doctor.
I have the person. I almost booked him for yesterday's show. He's a colleague of my brother's.
Oh, cool.
I saw him on CNN, Mike, and I said, who's this guy? He's making a ton of sense. And he goes, oh, that's one of my guys. And I'd love, and I have all his contact info,
so I'll
pass it over.
Excellent.
Love to get him on. Love to get an expert on, and this is not getting an expert on to prevent panic, because we're beyond that right now.
No, you can't fix that.
This is a panic situation in that, we've never had this before. And panic is like, oh my God, I'm going to seal myself in my house. No, but being scared is a legitimate way to live.
I would say if it's the last thing on your mind when you go to bed and the first thing on your mind when you wake up, that's panic.
Right.
That
what is. About Absolutely. Proactive.
We're being proactive is good.
Better by the way,
they can coexist.
Better than panic.
They can coexist, though.
There are countries that have gotten ahead of it, and there are countries like Italy that have not gotten ahead of it. And I think if you pay attention to what we do, what worries me, I was watching the governor of the state of New York last night, and Andrew Cuomo, who was talking about the fact that they don't have test kits, and then you look at a country like South Korea where they have drive-through testing centers. Why? Yeah. That's what worries me because
they make
again,
them there.
They make them there. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? Figure out how to make them here.
I bet we can figure out how to make them here.
Let's bring it back to the U.S.
It's front.
Careful. That sounds like you're getting really close to being a red hat wearing guy when you say that. Sorry.
It's just, I think
let's
that.
Let's make it great again here.
Dicey. Here. You're getting very close.
Can we not all agree that right now, if you could wave a magic wand and see one thing change about this outside of like total eradication?
Right.
Wouldn't it be great if we, the most powerful country in the world, allegedly, had these test kits available everywhere? If you went to a doctor, you went to an ER, you went anywhere, you would be tested and you would know. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to be tested right now.
There's a lot of theories on the front and back end. If you politicize this, you're barking up the wrong tree, at least with me, because the reality is that this is uncharted territory for anyone, any nation. What's going to happen is, I truly believe this, and this is not just an original thought. I've read enough about this. I've talked to my dad about this and his thought, but it makes sense that all of these pharmaceutical companies that for years now have been, I think I might have mentioned this, have been gouging us.
Sure.
And fighting each other to get there first, now are fighting a common fight. And this is beyond, and this is beyond, let's think about the HIV epidemic, right? Where you had the French fighting with the U.S. and like who was going to get there. Like they weren't working together at that point. The scientists weren't working collectively. Scientists around the world are working collectively together for the very first time at such a breakneck pace where which pharmaceutical company doesn't want to be on that list that comes up with an actual cure.
Would I be accurate? And tell me whether you agree with this. This is not political, but it flirts with
or
it.
Or a vaccine.
If I would say, or even a test that could be manufactured watching the president speak last night, I felt as though that the adults, it's my impression now that the adults are in charge more than ever. That regardless of who has the office. And I agree with you about politicizing this. I think it's time to look forward and not backwards. So I really don't care that the president initially discounted this. It doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
It has no relevance to me whatsoever.
I'm just so glad he came on television last night, Mike, to provide comfort.
He and some would say he did, some would say he did not.
To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States.
I said, who is that? Franklin Roosevelt?
Yeah. So here's the way. This don't make me laugh. I'm sorry. All right, maybe not that comfortable that he came out. But when you see the guys that are advising everyone who's trying to fix this right now. I think we're moving away from any way of politicizing this because now we know it's a pandemic.
Yes.
Now we know it's dangerous. Now we know that we have to put protocols in place. And they're letting the guys that know how to get this done do it. At least that's the way.
And I agree. I go back to let's talk about this trillion-dollar industry in pharmaceuticals. If they work together and they want to be on that like top five list of people that contributed to get this done, to get the vaccine and the treatment, the cure, whatever it may be, like they don't want to be left off that list.
No, they got to be part of it.
Right. Yeah. And it is a situation that there are simple cures to this as far as not preventative measures, not cures.
Right.
But at the same time, testing.
Yeah.
I think that is,
then we have a vaccine, hopefully, but the fall. Worst case scenario,
if they were able to do that, that would be magnificent. But these are it's like unprecedented.
I think what you say about the adults being in charge, and you actually, all kidding aside, you could almost see it in the president's eyes last night. Is like this is beyond me because he tried to sort of attach himself and discount and really did in his ham-handed way offer
the doctors
comfort.
That are coming out representing the government to me. Seem to have their act together. Were there mistakes made? Yeah,
of course.
But that happens when
things are unprecedented because you don't know how to deal with it.
And it's not a time to look back. I'm not into that. But you also, you also see countries that are doing it correctly and countries that are not doing it correctly, and that's the advantage we have. And we'll just have to wait and see every day, And as far as the focus on the markets and all that. Yeah, I understand it's relevant, but at the same time, I'm more concerned about, you know, who cares what your 401k is doing if you can't, you know, use it because you're, right. You know, you die in the hospital. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not something. So I don't know where it's going to end up. You know, every day is a different adventure. We find out more numbers as this goes on, but I believe, you know, the wake up call is there now.
Yesterday was a huge day. I mean, from 8 a.m. to 8 a.m., that was a huge day.
The bell rang for this country last night.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, this is it?
Yep.
Yeah, it's here. It arrives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really, really hope.
And we're going to be okay, people. Like, we're going to be okay. I kid you not.
If we just keep a level head.
Dictates we're going to be okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Oscar. I really don't.
Mike, I love when you bring counterpoint.
How about this? Pony Boy is going to be okay.
Yes.
Pony Boy will definitely be okay.
I'll take care of you
Absolutely.
Guys.
Yeah. All we need is rides to the hospital. That's right.
Sure.
Is your car clean, Pony? Is
very
your
clean.
Is
very
your Subaru clean? Okay.
No one's ever been in it.
That's it. Yeah. And
normal you guys.
We'll let you know what happens. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
I got sand in my sock. I usually cry when I watch Bonnie Miller. Some of the toilets in my house don't work right. I lost my virginity to Charlotte Ray. The bare naked ladies are all guys.
Why?
If you look up sexy in the dictionary, you see a picture of Suzanne Summers. Super Tuesday gets me hot. I think I spilled something. Billie Eilish should cut his hair. Buy the T-Mos bonus show at michaelmaryshow.com. That's on the internet, right? You'll laugh, boy. Buy it.
Thank you, Larry. Yeah.
Buy it.
I think my favorite, Billie Eilish should cut his hair. His hair. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. Everyone is talking about Liquid IV's hydration multiplier, yes. And I know you've heard how much I love it, but have you heard about their latest product, Liquid IV Energy Multiplier?
Oh.
Just mix it in water and drink it up. Energy Multiplier gives you a sustained energy boost with no crash. That's the sound of the crash.
Okay.
Half of Americans report that they fight with daily fatigue. Liquid IV Energy Multiplier gives you sustained energy throughout the day. It's the perfect replacement for morning coffee and an all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks. Plus, great lemon-lime taste, and it's non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. I love Liquid IV. I know you will, too. Get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off. Anything you order on Liquid IV's website, just go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to save 25% and get better hydration and energy.
Energy.
That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start fueling your adventures today. All right. Well, Julia, it's great to have you back. It's nice to see you. And
doesn't she have cool glasses? I gotta call her about. They're so awesome.
See.
Give Mike a full shot over there because
oh, look at those. Yeah,
are they big squares?
Oh, yeah. They're cool. Yeah,
thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I love them. Have you had a chance to experience the robot baby that your brother's carrying around for his you know, how to live a life course or whatever it is?
Yes, I had quite the experience with the robot baby.
Robot baby.
Robot baby has a name. Robot baby is Shanice.
Shanice, yeah.
Shanice, like from Uncle Buck. That's his girlfriend's
exactly.
name.
Exactly. I forgot about that.
Shanice?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Remember that?
Shanice. Yeah. So Shanice is my granddaughter.
Yes.
And a granddaughter of color.
Mm.
Right. And she came into our house on Friday last, right?
Yeah.
How long before you were put upon to babysit?
Like Saturday afternoon. Robert came down. He's like, Julia, I'll give you $10 if you watch Shanice for the rest of the day. I'm going to Aiden's house. I'm like,
what?
I'm like 15. And Caleb's here. Caleb's watching this negotiation. And Robert's like, no, I'll do $12. I'm like, $14.50. So this negotiation goes on. He's like, all right, I'll pay each of you $6. So he paid me $6 and Caleb $6 because I didn't want to exclude Caleb.
How is Caleb?
That's $12.
Oh, I'm sorry, my finger.
Mike!
My finger slipped. I'm so sorry.
Caleb's classes have been canceled as well, so he's in town for the duration too.
Caleb's classes got canceled first, and me and all my friends, cause pretty much almost all my friends go to VCU except for one, but we were all excited. We're like, oh, we're going to all have Caleb over, and it's going to be great. And I told my roommate, I'm like, oh, Caleb's classes got canceled. And she's like, oh, that'll be fun.
Caleb's coming over.
Yes. It's a good thing the grocery stores deliver. With Caleb coming over, he's coming over, Julia, and he's going to be hungry.
Yeah. Boy can eat a lot, can't
he? Yes, he can. Absolutely. For a thin build, amazing.
Catherine had one of these little robot babies. And so when you babysit, what is your primary duty as far as the baby is concerned? The plastic latex baby that's in the crib somewhere or just sitting on the couch?
It's a carrier. Yeah. It comes in a carrier.
I thought it required more care than we actually had to give it. But like, I thought I'd have to like actually hold it and like rock it and stuff. But no, it cries like every once in a while. I cried about...
Explain the keys.
Yeah, it has keys. And in the back, like they'll be labeled different things. There's like diaper change and like feed. My favorite one...
When you say keys, like real keys?
They're like
little tabs.
Not, they're like tabs. Yeah, you just almost like you insert them in the back of the baby.
What?
Yeah,
it's what it is. It's not like you really have to change the diaper. You have to indicate that during this time you would be changing the diaper because you are caring. This is to teach the children the responsibility of childcare is. Perhaps to prevent
teen pregnancies.
Unwanted pregnancies.
Well, at one point after
there's so many different models of these babies, by the way. They're like 20 of them trying to find the baby.
This is the best one. This is the Cadillac of robot babies. Robert came down on Saturday morning and the baby had woken him up like five times overnight. And he said, "Dad, I'm never having kids." I said, "I know, because girls don't like you." And he said, "No, it's just such a hassle." He said, five times.
You had to change the diaper?
You had to get up for the crying.
That is what having a baby is.
You're right.
That is
you're what exactly having a baby. Right.
Mm-hmm. You've done it.
Twice.
You did that to your father, Julia.
No,
you
actually,
did that to
yes.
your father.
To no, be fair, I
she
didn't.
Was she was pretty good. Robert was a pain in the ass. She was sleeping through the night at 2 months. Yeah. Yeah. Robert.
Did you have one kid that was a spit up kid and one kid that wasn't a spit up kid?
Yeah, Robert had something called pyloric stenosis, where the pyloric valve at the base of his stomach. No, it's an easy fix, and it happens in a lot of boys mostly. But before they diagnosed it, we've got great video of him puking.
Really?
He puked all the time. All the time. Yeah.
I think Elizabeth was the puker between Catherine and Elizabeth. I think Elizabeth was.
Did one of them have an easier time of sleeping through the night?
I remember that that I think they both were in the same, you know, by the way, if they were here right now, they would both go, "Dad, no, don't you remember?" "No, I don't."
Okay.
"I'm sorry."
Well,
sorry. You know, Daddy was busy. Daddy was busy going to different events.
Daddy was busy paying for private school.
Paying for the robot baby. There would be no robot baby were there not for father.
Catherine has a picture, and I couldn't find it when we started discussing this the other day. Catherine has a picture where she's got a lollipop in her mouth with a stick hanging out that looks like a cigarette. And she's got her hand on her hip, and she's got the carrier with the robot baby in it, and it looks like she is the teen mom.
That's great.
The bad girl teen mom. It is the fun. It's one of my all-time favorite pictures of her, where she's sitting there with the thing in her mouth going like, "Here I am with my little robot baby."
But on a Sunday of the baby weekend, Robert had an SAT prep class, and it's actually taught by my Aunt Lina. And she said, "He can bring the baby. That's fine." And he said, "No, I don't want to fool with the baby in the car," because they had an incident in the car where the car seat was in the back of his car and the baby started crying. And he's got an idiot friend called Ben. And Ben had to climb over the seat to get the baby to put the key in while they're zooming down the highway.
They ended up pulling over,
but not before Ben tried to fix it by climbing over. So these children should
Who's
not
Lina?
Be able to lose. Lina is my mom's little sister, and she was a math teacher, and now she teaches SAT prep courses with another lady who does verbal stuff. And Robert,
I just sneezed, by the way, in case anybody's wondering.
Oh my, here we go.
Do you cover your mouth?
I think I want to sneeze again.
Okay,
what?
Do it.
Cover your mouth when you do it.
You actually sneezed into your mouth.
Yes.
Nice.
So relieving.
So Robert says,
I gotta go. I gotta self quarantine.
You are self quarantined.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can do the rest of the show.
So absolutely. Robert goes to Carrie and says, Mom, I need you to take care of Shanice, but this is important, so be careful. And she says, are you kidding? I raised you. You know, but he really, he can really be a dick. Well, Julie will back me up.
Yeah.
But he was super dickish by Sunday night because the baby had kept him up. And,
How are you graded?
You turn the baby in, and I guess you the Bluetooth enabled baby.
He had a log. I went in to get the baby from his room, and I peeked over the log that he had written. Like, you have to write like when it cries and what you did and like how you felt. And his first emotion that he put was scared.
there's the big sister. There's the big sister.
Reading the baby log. And also, I know that there are chips within the Bluetooth enabled baby that if you shake the baby, you fail. So don't shake the baby.
Don't shake the baby.
But we'll get a grade on it soon. And he was told by his teacher that on Sunday night, he had completed what he needed to do. And you turn the baby off by put the key in that says panic. Panic turns the baby off.
Very important that the teacher didn't use it.
The teacher on Sunday at her place is able to monitor what he's
doing.
No,
it's so weird now being in high school. You can email your teacher. And, like, ask questions and stuff.
Oh, wow. That was not allowed.
No.
Oh, my God. I feel bad for the teachers. All right. We need an update on Shannon and the family.
Yes.
And find out if everything's copacetic. We will do that when we come back right here on the Michael Mara Show, everybody.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Al will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. What if razors were always half price at the store?
That'd be great.
Wouldn't that be great? That would be great. Great.
Great. Great. Great. Great. Great.
Great. Great.
Great.
Great.
Great.
Great.
Great.
Great. That's what shaving's with, let me say it again. That's what shaving with Harry's is like. They offer premium blade refills as low as $2 each. That's up to 55% less than the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. Harry's doesn't inflate blade prices or add unnecessary features to their razors like flex balls or heated handles because they don't matter.
Flex balls.
100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. It is the easiest blade I've ever used.
The best.
It is so wonderful. The only thing I wish Harry's would make a shower mirror because the shower mirror I have is being problematic at the new house.
I wish they would make a
full. It's the Exorcist shower mirror that slides down to floor level for no apparent reason.
I wish Harry's would make a full length shower mirror.
Oh, all right. We could go in a totally different direction there. 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund, and you can feel good about your purchase. 1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. Harry's has a special offer just for our listeners. New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. All right, it's time for a discussion of the Santana household and how everything's going. Carla hits me, like Carla listens in patches to this show and said, what happened with Shannon? Did she? I'm like, listen, it was long. It was, listen to the whole show.
Listen to the
show,
do it, please.
The summary of it would be, you are tending to a rental property that your sister Tatiana has here in the District of Columbia.
Correct.
And you and your bride are responsible for doing this. In turn, they help you with certain things. And it's kind of a family thing. You scratch my back, I scratch yours scenario.
Yes.
And Tatiana was trying to get some information on the rental property. And she was trying to contact Shannon. And Shannon put her on a kind of an auto reply where I can't come to the phone right now.
Sorry, I can't talk right now.
And Tatiana. Tatiana was offended at that, and Shannon not out of it was not done out of malice, but Shannon was unaware that this was causing concern with Tatiana, and you were aware because Tatiana felt some level of offense this had been done.
Look, you don't mess with Don Tatiana Ceballos. You just don't.
Right.
You kiss the rich.
I don't understand why Shannon was disrespecting me the way she was. I don't understand this.
And Julia, I guess the best way to put this is that there are interpersonal family dynamics that when you one day will get married, that your partner or husband or whoever it may be, that you'll not understand the rules and regulations, but you have to live by them.
For example,
that's what they are.
Caleb's family operates different than ours.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we can leave it at that.
So my family's loving and supportive and will take care of everything.
Yes.
But it's not just a one-way streak.
Right. Street.
Damn it! I'll never
really
learn
say
that.
One-way streak.
I've been saying that my entire life, Mike. My entire
Jesus,
life.
That's a bad one. We have to really write that one down, memorize that, never say that again.
Let's call the show that today. Yeah, let's call the show.
What's that?
Let's name the show today One-Way Streak.
One-Way Streak.
One-Way Streak. Yes. Please do. Please. Go
show
ahead.
Title. Yeah. please use that at home willingly.
The T sounds and the K sounds get messed up. I've worked with them a long time.
Working on it, working on it.
I get it.
So
pizza. Pizza.
Pizza.
Right.
I got all these years. I say pizza. Right. So moving on, the wall of texts come in from my sister. She calls, she fights, she hangs up. My wife realizes right away that she's misstepped. And I think
this is the other night.
This is last night. This is last night. Two nights ago.
She realized she's misstepped.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're trying. She wants to make it right with your sister. As of the end of the day on the show yesterday, you said no response. That your sister. What's the ice word you use?
She's icing her out.
She's icing.
Yeah.
She's icing her out. See, that's where you have good language.
Yeah. Shannon comes to me. She goes, "Should I try again?" I said, "I don't know, Shannon. Read the room." I was like, you're just like her. Like, you don't want to you'll get an argument and then you'll ice me out for like 2 or 3 hours. And I'm like, well, I guess I'll go to work. And like, so this is, you're her.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world. Like, no resolution right away.
Well, you've got a couple of strong wills, I believe.
Yes.
Going head to head.
So was there any...
So we get a text last night from my sister saying, "Sorry, I've been dealing with the kids' schools all day because they're getting ready to wrap up and not go to school, essentially."
Sure, yeah.
In Los Angeles. And I just got this. It was... "Thank you for the pictures that you posted onto the posting." Because
you had to handle a posting.
Yeah, well, this is what I told Shannon. I said, "Shannon, this is how you win my sister over. Do the job she's been asking you. Just do it. Just get it over with. The job." And she goes, "What does that mean?" I said, "Go to the condo, take the updated pics, do that job, fix everything online," because I know that she's not going to have a chance to do it, even though she said she'll do it. She's got a life. She's got a job, everything. So she took care of all that. And then send her messages. "I've taken care of all of this. Apologies once again for the miscommunication. I was completely in the wrong. I don't want anyone to ever think that I don't know how fortunate I am to be a part of this family."
What that's beyond.
Handled. Yeah.
That is Shannon killing it, in my opinion.
Yes, absolutely.
That is her killing it.
My sister wrote back and says, "Thank you for the apology. Thank you for the update to the site. Talk soon." Boom.
All right, yeah. That's like the Godfather response. Yeah, that's really, you know,
Mr. Corleone must hear bad news immediately.
I'm on Team Shannon now.
100%. Everything's fine though.
Hey, Tatiana, she could write a few lovey words there. Yeah. She could write a few.
Maybe she was in a hurry.
"I love you," and no, she's that iron-willed your family, that Bolivian thing.
"Yeah, thank you. You kissed my ring. Now you may go. You may go. Thank you."
But she did.
Godfather.
Like, she texted back the equivalent of a thumbs up emoji.
Exactly. Exactly. The same kind I text when we reschedule the show. Just the thumbs up.
That's
I'm
all.
Too busy
okay,
to talk.
Okay, I'm in.
Yes.
I'm in.
Wow.
Leave it
okay.
Late.
Can you comment at all on Shannon's response? Shannon's not as petty as I am. Was she satisfied with that?
Shannon was like, oh, thank goodness it's over. But.
Because she doesn't think like petty like I
no,
do.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, that's
she
it? No, after no. I jump through all these
no,
hoops?
No.
Mike would be back online and take the pictures down.
Change the password. Yes.
Oh, so you're that happy about
get,
it, huh?
Can't get into the listing, huh? Weird.
Oh, by the way, you want to talk about petty? If you want to talk about petty, thanks for the response from all the people that put this little auction on. Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, God.
Crickets. Oh.
Crickets. Nothing. Yes.
Nothing.
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 Oh, my God.
Nothing. Nothing.
Wow. Damn. Well, it's nice. Damn.
Just a little here's the total, a little this, a little that.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing from my buddy. Nothing from the lady.
Damn.
And I'm not reaching out.
No, no, nor should
no,
you.
I'm no. not reaching
And remember
out.
What you yeah. said on Monday's show is it was nice doing that this one year.
Yes, it was. We'll see.
Can I add one more thing?
Yes.
My mom.
Uh-oh. She gets the Caleb sound today, too. Your mom does.
My mom. So,
when it comes to your
for
mom
the past
and your,
10
your
days,
wife.
Like, I've been getting these, like, harassing calls from my mom, like, about the condo.
Was she playing an end around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. No, that's you know what? That's daughter talking to mama.
Yeah, yeah.
That's daughter talking to mama, bitching about Oscar and his wife.
I literally said to my mom, I said, where is this coming from? I just saw her, Tatiana, in Los Angeles.
Right.
5 days ago. I was like, why are you even bringing this up? Is someone talking to you about this? I was like, Tatiana doesn't have a problem telling me if there's a problem. She goes, no, I just was on top of my mind. And I'm like, I said, stay out of this, lady. I'm trying to build a business.
Oh, you don't think she's fueling that fire?
Well, now I know.
You bet your ass
now
she is.
I know. Right. I know exactly what they're up to. It's them against me. Yep. And they're whisper. Call. Whisper. It's nuts.
That's it. Absolutely. Yes, right.
Now I know.
I'm on your team now. Yeah. I'm 100%. You tell Shannon she's got the full support of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here.
Put the system on trial.
Everything. She did everything she was supposed to do. She may have misstepped a tiny little bit but she was probably being inundated by these dictators. Anyway, we will take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hey, it's Angie with the Oh My Goff Show, roaring through the month of March like a lion. We're making poor decisions as we celebrate beer, birthdays, and growing up Bush. We're chatting it up with the grandson of former President George H.W. Bush. Plus, Irish dancing in real time. 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 Subscribe now to the Oh My Goff Show on YouTube and Apple Podcasts.
I love that promo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages.
Yes.
You know, Julia, your father writes these bonus package promos for me every day, and I never read them until it's time to do them on the show. So I just thought I'd share that with you. All right?
All right.
Here we go. The following written by Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
We live in a rocket ship environment. Yes. Zoom, zoom, zoom. All the time. Things are moving too fast. 2020 is 100% full speed ahead all the time. Don't you wish there was a way you could just relax? Well, you can. Huh? What? Of course, Bruce. Just buy the TMOS bonus hour and listen to it at 0.75 speed in your TMOS app. That simple act will turn a hectic hour into a relaxing, soul-restoring 80 minutes. Close your eyes. Listen. Breathe. Unless you're listening in the car, then please open your eyes. So what if we sound drunk? I'm sorry. So open your eyes. So what if we sound drunk?
Right. That's what happens when you listen slow.
We sound. Every week we give you a full hour that yields an extra 20 minutes of life to enjoy commercial-free, uncensored TMOS merriment. And that 20 minutes is our gift to you, Grasshopper. Think of it. That 20 minutes each and every week will add hours to your life. Frankly, you can't afford not to buy the TMOS bonus hour. Please, buy the bonus show at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the bonus banner, and it's off to the races. Blah, blah, blah. It's your passport to the Asport. Copyright 2020 TMOS. The TMOS bonus show. Restoring your psyche. Be best.
News.
Boo. Come on, hands.
Hans! You're Han!
God, I'm going to be glad to get out of this space. I really am.
But Mike, you're in quarantine.
Yeah. You've never been safer.
All right. Corona. Yes. Here we go. Tom Hanks took to social media to announce that both he and his wife, Rita Wilson, are in Australia, and they both have COVID-19. He said, quote, "We felt a bit tired, like we had colds and some body aches. Rita had some chills that came and went, slight fevers too. To play things right, we, as is needed in the world right now, we were tested for the coronavirus and we were found to be positive. Well, what to do next? The medical officials have protocols that must be followed. We will be tested, observed, and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires. Not much more to it than a one-day-at-a-time approach, no? We'll keep the world posted and updated. Take care of yourself." So there's the first megastar celebrity that has tested positive, and he's down in Australia.
You're not doing it right, Mike. You have to close that with saying he's in Australia shooting the new picture about Elvis Presley, because that's what everyone is saying when they're covering this story.
Are you suspicious? Are you really suspicious?
He has it, I'm sure. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla. Hey, hold
on.
What's,
you want to lean in and give us an update on what's going on at How are things in the home front?
Michael's doing fine. Last time I checked, it was 99.6, but I gave him some medication, and he has an appetite.
Oh, that's good.
Yay. Yeah,
well. Hi, Julia. I didn't even recognize you.
How are you? Good.
Good. So have you made fun of your dad yet?
Oh, all the time.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good girl. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Carla. Thank you.
I love you.
Love you.
Okay.
What are you doing here?
I need your credit card.
Yes. Who has the wallet?
ATM. I need your wallet.
Hold on.
Oh, ATM.
I'm glad you didn't call. Dirk hates that.
All right, God. No, I think he has the virus, but it certainly is a media-friendly time to issue his statement.
Look at the, yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Your skin looks great.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If fantastic. Someone was in the your, neighborhood and wanted a facial.
Yeah, if they need a
any type of
skin care.
No, don't do that.
But you have to read it.
Ask me about my facials. I'm Dermglow Skin.
All right. Lean in closer to the camera.
239-247-4036.
Nice.
Facials by Carla.
Do your goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Here are your glasses.
That's sweet.
Last night, an NBA player tested positive for the coronavirus, and the league immediately just go ahead and slam it.
Jesus. She got everything she wanted. What's she so mad about?
The league immediately suspended the rest of the season until further notice. It all started when last night's Oklahoma City Thunder-Utah Jazz game in Oklahoma City was postponed before tip-off. And that's when news came out. Sources say the infected player is Rudy Gobert of the Jazz. Jazz and Thunder players were quarantined in the locker room. However, the NBA said the infected player, Gobert, was not in the arena. His test results had just been released. And the league was very concerned because of all the contact he's had with others beforehand. For starters, it sounds like he's okay. He was sick and tested negative for the flu, strep throat, and a respiratory infection. His symptoms had been improving, but as a precautionary measure, they tested him for COVID-19, and it was positive. Rudy hasn't commented. The NBA needed to intervene. During the past 10 days, Utah has played the Cleveland Cavaliers, the New York Knicks, the Boston Celtics, the Detroit Pistons, and the Toronto Raptors. So that's it. The rest of the season suspended until further notice.
I'd like to play for you guys. This is the PA announcer last night at the game announced, because they were seated. I mean, the game was ready to go. How bad and how scared would you be? Because remember, we had that day yesterday where all the news was going down, and then this announcement comes over the PA.
Fans, due to unforeseen circumstances, the game tonight has been postponed. You are all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight.
Rob. It's so great.
That's play that again. Play that sound again.
At school, don't laugh,
at school, there's an NBA like basketball like hoops like arcade game,
yep.
And it'll play that theme. Like I'll just be studying, and I hear that theme, and then I hear bang 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 because of all the basketballs that they're throwing.
Oh, so
you can't study. It's right by the study area, yeah. And you can't study.
So you are absolutely you're haunted by that song.
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
That is the official NBA season postponed. So.
Boom, bam.
That is fantastic.
I love it. Comes to a cold end.
Since the virus can take up to 2 weeks to be symptomatic, players from the teams that Gobert came in contact with, as well as personnel from the Jazz, have been advised to self-quarantine. The NBA hasn't said how long the season might be suspended because it's too early for anyone to know the extent of what's going on. And along these lines, there's also no word how it will affect the playoffs in a couple of months. Now, a week ago, it seemed crazy that there would be major athletic events played without fans.
Right.
But now it's not only a reality, the games could even be suspended like what's happening in the NBA. The NCAA has announced that its annual March Madness tournament will be played in empty arenas. The president of the NCAA said, quote, "On the advice of public health officials, I've made the decision to conduct our upcoming championship events, including the Division I men's and women's basketball tournaments, with only essential staff and limited family attendance." How about getting him a copywriter? Okay, where you can do it with a few less words. Thank you very much.
You're not paying the players.
It has come to my attention after regarding many issues about discussing things that we're talking about that are on everyone's mind.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
But you know what?
Wow.
Yes.
The tickets for all of those games are all in the neighborhood of $100 or more.
Yes.
They are losing so much money.
Yeah, everybody is.
Well, they've got enough.
I know they do,
they're
but
not paying
still,
the players.
But think of the money that is really just gone. That's craziness.
Yeah, but look, so, it's a game at the end of the day.
True.
It's a game at the end of the day, and I think it's time to cancel the games, people.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Postpone
I think it's
them.
Time to be pro.
What about, what are you doing? Proactive. Are you going out on the golf course, or are you actually doing something?
I bought tickets. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I don't know yet. I don't have to make that decision until tomorrow, yeah. And I'm not sure.
All I know.
It is changing every day.
It's
and
movie night.
And I'm not
night.
Sure what I wanted, especially with these old men that wheeze and snot and do all that. By the way, this lady, I swear to God, where was I yesterday? I'm trying to think where I was. I was in the grocery store.
Oof.
At the deli counter.
Ugh.
And the lady's going, with her little tissue, it's like, go away.
People are going to have colds. Not everything's going to be COVID-19.
But still.
I know, but still.
Do what
stop
I do.
Yourself.
Stifle the sneeze.
I've seen more 78-year-olds snotting in the years I've been down here. It's constant.
Mike, are you still going to go? Are you still going to go to movie night at the senior care center?
Yeah, assisted living facility. Oh God. Anyway, obviously, with the escalation of the coronavirus prevention tactics, the NCAA didn't have much of a choice. But we'll see if they cancel the games altogether.
Right.
So far, no. It's possible that no fans thing could eventually extend to Major League Baseball. Can I be clear here? The no fans thing is a cop-out. It's about television rights. It's about revenue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're putting the players at risk, period.
Yeah, but they're
locker
all young
rooms,
bucks, right?
Yeah, but locker rooms, Oscar. It's a dirty environment. It's one of the dirtiest environments ever,
but
no matter what level you're playing.
To be
on,
fair, the
you
Kansas
know?
City Royals have had the no fans policy in place for 3 seasons.
Bada bing, bada boom. There we go. Thank you. China closed nearly 70,000 theaters in late January to contain the coronavirus, and Italy's government did the same earlier this week. But is it going to happen in the U.S.? The Hollywood Reporter surveyed 2,200 adults last week, and 44% of the respondents were opposed to the idea.
Last week.
America, America. Almost half the people say, hey,
you can say half.
Close it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to a movie. I'm not doing it right now. I mean, come on, please. Americans
I'm conflicted.
Are mostly
King Kong is they're screening King Kong on Sunday.
Well, come Monday on. Nights is pretty empty. Yeah.
What the original?
Yeah, first
no
time
one's
on the big.
Be there anyways.
I know,
you
first time
go.
On the big screen in like 50 years. I think I gotta go.
Oh God, what is wrong with you? You need to take care of yourself and your family.
Yeah.
Let your precious daughter.
Think about your dad.
You.
Yes, think about my father.
At this point, it doesn't sound like Hollywood or movie theater chains will voluntarily stop screenings, but 38% of the respondents said they would support the government forcing them to shut down. This is so.
Hey,
this is what's
what
wrong
about
with
you get
thing.
Ahead of the problem and you start sending these movies to someone's house? They can pay $50 for them if they wanted to.
Right.
And then we're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got the technology. Yeah. Right?
We do.
I mean, you really, right now, with technology in America, you can sit at home and get a
diversion. You can work, you know, live, entertain, do whatever
right.
you want.
Yeah, but not exactly. At home. At home, you don't get someone touching your popcorn.
Thank you very much.
You go Rob. For the snacks.
Yeah, snacks. Yeah.
And now there's a little something-something for you. This happened before all the corona stuff.
Yeah.
There's a 57-year-old businessman named Maurice Sines. He lives in Kent, England. And back in May of 2018, he left a golf tournament in his $520,000 Rolls-Royce Phantom.
Oof.
And the cops tried to pull him over. But Maurice made his chauffeur get into a police chase to try to get away from them. When they eventually caught them, Maurice admitted that he made his driver get in the chase because he was in the back getting it on with a woman who wasn't his wife.
Mm.
And he figured it'd be bad if the cops stopped them and found out.
Mm.
And
huh?
She found out.
Yeah.
Duh. Or as he phrased it in the most British way possible, he said he, quote, had a bird in the back having a shag. He was in court this week and got an 8-month suspended sentence and some fines for dangerous driving. As far as we know, his driver was not charged. He will be featured in the upcoming documentary, Rich People Can Be Stupid Too. Thank you very, very, very much. And by the way, that Indian guy from Force India or whatever that F1, I watched it last night.
Oh,
I watched a lot of episodes
man, right?
of that.
Yeah,
I do have it. That guy's
nice
diversion. That guy's kind of screwed. Anyway, man, oh man, you know, really.
Well, he left the Red Bull team.
Yeah, well, I think you ought to, you know. You know what I think with that that guy that runs Force India? Yeah, I think he ought to be jailed based on that hairdo. That's what I think. Thank you.
I love that you use the word for hairdo.
Hairdo.
It's a hairdo.
Yeah, you can't hairdo. Start a team and then go to jail for embezzling billions of dollars.
Not at that
form.
Level.
It's tough.
Not at that level. My what's the name? Formula One? What's the
F1. Yes. Open wheel racing circuit.
And it's the Drive to Survive.
The Drive to Survive on Netflix.
Let me tell you something about the guys that are involved with that. They're all dicks. Sorry, they are. All of them. They are. That's
job.
What I take away from season one. They're all dicks.
Really a job for your brother.
Thank you. Oh, my
if
goodness.
Only you could drive.
We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right here with your father right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Al Pacino. I'd like to talk about the TMOS Yak Shack. Are they doing it or not? What's the deal? Come on! What are they doing? I got the number right here, 888-920-6673. Can you deliver on a deadline? Can you deliver on a deadline? Can you do the Yak Shack? And please, for the love of God, tell me what's going on with this de-aging software! I don't know. I don't even know where I am anymore.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos. Times are bad. People are burning themselves with homemade hand sanitizer.
Yes.
Sad. Are they really burning themselves?
Yeah,
really
I've got some tape about it.
Your wife refuses to call your beloved sister. Rude. The rainforests are rapidly disappearing. Tragic. And a guy that you thought was your friend spoiled the season finale of your favorite show, Paul.
By the way, that continued well into the afternoon yesterday.
Oh, was she still mad at you, Rob?
I think she's still. She brought it up this morning.
He offered her lunch, and she says, "I don't want your lunch,
That's
Rob."
That's right. I said, "Okay, I don't know."
This is madness. Is there anything left to believe in, Oscar, Rob? The answer is a resounding yes. We have Zappos. If you want to wear it, Zappos has it, and you don't need to leave the relative safety of your home. Nice. This is the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe they love. Support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Zappos.com provides fast free shipping. I'm fine.
Sure.
I'm fine. Free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You are our favorite.
Mm.
By the way, don't we all think that Hannah B. would make a better bachelorette than Claire? 40 and annoying. Am I right, ladies? Ha! Huh? Come on now.
Oh, my God. That was from the expert. Oh, thank you.
That's it. Thank you. Let's open to the audio vault. It's Rob Spiewak. Take it away.
Last night was a great night for American politics. I like to find positives where I can. Not only did our president get on the television and comfort us like the great politician and statesman that he is, but also the Masked Singer revealed who the bear was.
The bear was, who's wearing a big bear head.
Yeah, it was Sarah Palin. And I mean, it's always great when a presidential candidate is on a reality show singing in a bear costume. And when she sings this song, all the better. I like being busted again, I lie. You are the mother's
can't deny. When a girl walk in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face. That's some bad. Got to pull up top because you notice that butt is stuck. Deep in the jeans he's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby.
No one was able to identify her.
She's done business with Russia.
Yeah, she has. Mm-hmm. She can see Russia from her house.
Wow. Well, the good news is we weren't really that close to having her.
No, we never were.
But just a great night for America all around.
What was her son's name?
Bristol? That was the daughter.
No, the son had some like wild
Trip.
Name. It was
Michael.
It was like Thad. Something. It was something. Her
not
husband,
Michael Palin.
Her husband had. They're divorced now, right?
Yeah. Tig.
Wasn't it Tig or something?
Can you look it up for us, Pony?
Trigger. Yes.
Track.
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 Track. Was it really
Palin.
Track Pony?
I see Track Palin here.
Yes. Yeah. Remember? Weird. Like, come on.
Oh my
Come
God! On. I said Trip. That was not a dig at you. I'm so sorry.
No, it was just a less than likely name. Is always we're trying to
Thank
get
you.
There.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's always nice when you celebrate the older people in your family. I love old people, and I love making a big deal when they have a big birthday. This is a lady who is 94.
I used to too.
Really?
Seriously, I used to love old people.
And now?
Well, now that I'm one of them, I don't like them anymore.
You're not old. You're not the.
Well, I'm 60, but I don't like old people anymore.
You're not the 78-year-old guy snotting, you know?
Roll down here and be here for 3 years in a row. You won't like them. Won't like them.
Nature may take its course.
No. Survival of the fittest, I always say.
I'm not. You know what? I think it's too early to make that dramatic a statement.
Mike.
I don't want to be involved in that. Remember,
mute your mic when you sneeze. Anyway, this family had a party for grandma. Grandma's 94, and it's always nice when an aged member of your family offers some insight.
Birthday to you.
Well, thank you very much. I hope this is my last.
Oh, I can relate to that.
Oh, God.
They do. They get to that point.
Yeah, yeah. She looked like she was doing okay.
Because they want to go?
Well, yeah. My mom was ready to go. My mom was ready to say goodbye. She was ready to say goodbye. You get to the point where your body's just not going along with you.
So, Mike, the hand sanitizer thing.
No, you get. I was doing an Elvis thing.
He was being Marty Lacker.
Yeah. I was doing Marty Lacker. His body, you're talking about Elvis, his body wasn't going with him. No, you get to a point where it's just too much, where you're tired. You're tired of dealing with all the crap.
Yeah, you don't want people singing at you. It was a New Jersey 7-Eleven where the owner made homemade hand sanitizer and was selling it.
All right. I was just trying to wake her up. It's your father's bit. He wants you to pay more attention.
It was New Jersey. I'm used to it.
I'm listening.
In New Jersey, the 7-Eleven owner made homemade hand sanitizer, but unfortunately, it was giving chemical burns to the people who used it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
So here's the police on that.
Last thing we want to do is to start buying into panic and creating our own type of sanitizers from compounds that we don't know what they contain. That's when the danger occurs. That's when the compounds can mix and have a negative reaction, which is likely what occurred in this scenario. The store has been cooperative. We don't believe that there was malintent on their part. We do believe this incident was localized to the Rivervale 7-Eleven and is not more widespread.
The ingredients he used was Dr. Pepper and nacho cheese.
Hey, if you have a water faucet in your house and you have a bar of soap,
yeah, you're good. Yeah.
And then let's go even further. If you have hot water, use that. God, we have listeners that have posted their homemade hand sanitizers.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
So
stop it.
I saw Pony with 3 squirts of hand sanitizer with an olive yesterday. It was.
If you really wash your hands in vodka, you'd be fine.
Mike,
you can eat.
Let's close with this. even affecting the people of Ireland, the coronavirus.
Officials in Ireland have canceled all St. Patrick's Day parades next week due to coronavirus. Irish people are so depressed, they've started drinking 500 years ago.
That's your magic audio vault. Wash your hands. Have a good Thursday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get it. Julia, good luck. I hope you get back to school soon, but safely and all that. And give my very best to your brother and the baby Shanice, all right?
Of course.
Shanice is back at the 5 baby charging station.
She's resting.
Oh, so he's done with Shanice.
We're done with Shanice, and he's done being scared. With his long
emotion.
Scared, anger.
Rob Spiewak, I would offer Maddie Masiello lunch again today. See if you can mend those fences.
I'll do what I
can. Might be a good idea. And make sure, Oscar Santana, you tell Shannon that Mike O'Mara is Team Shannon once again.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what?
What?
Maddie, did you hear about Sarah Palin, or did I ruin that for you?
You spoiled that one too, Rob.
Damn it!
That's it for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Michael Vera saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, everyone. Attention, please. Now that we're all here, I officially declare the party switch to be in the on position.
All right. Enough is enough. This is the final. This is the very, very last straw.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint. I'm gonna blow you to smithereenies.
You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.